Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
Matt's Smog is more than smog. They do oil changes as well, and they offer unique oil services with supplemental oil additives and fuel system cleaners, brake work and diagnostics as well. All vehicles receive a comprehensive 29-point inspection, but most importantly, there are no high-pressure sales tactics. Matt's Smog takes care of more than your car. They take care of you. Call 805-237-2601 or head to 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso for Matt's Smog and more.
Kim Commando, brought to you by Knowledge Computers in Paso Robles. For all your computer needs, call Knowledge Computers at 805-226-5200.
I always like to kick things off with something super interesting. Let's talk about Mark Zuckerberg. Yes, he's a cowboy now, right? What's happening there? On his 1,500-acre ranch on the Isle of Kauai in Hawaii, he said he's going to be producing some of the highest quality beef in the world. His cattle are Wagyu and Angus, and he's feeding his cows macadamia nut meal. After all, he's in Hawaii, and beer. There's the diet of champions. He says each cow eats 5,000 to 10,000 pounds of food a year, and the cows are getting the beer for what reason? To stimulate their appetite. And in other Mark Zuckerberg news, this is not a joke. On this 1,500-acre ranch on Kauai, he actually is building a 5,000-square-foot underground bunker. 5,000 square feet under the ground, just in case. I wonder what he knows that the rest of us don't know. I mean, I have emergency food. I have emergency water. I have guns and cash and gold. But I don't have a 5,000-square-foot bunker underground. I wonder how much that's going to cost. But speaking of Mark Zuckerberg, a boy walks up to Mark Zuckerberg and says to him, "My daddy says that you're stealing our information and you're selling it all. That's how you became a billionaire." And Mark Zuckerberg looks down at the little boy and says to him, "I have news for you. He's not your dad." Oh, isn't that a good one? And on that happy note, you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. And to those of you joining us for the first time, a huge welcome to you. We're thrilled to have you with us. And to our loyal listeners and viewers, a welcome back. You look amazing. I'm, of course, Kim Commando, America's digital goddess, here with you. It's the biggest show. It's the most trusted show about all things digital. And you can find my award-winning show on over 425 top stations throughout the United States. And you can also find the Kim Commando Show as a podcast on Spotify and Apple. Just search for my last name, Commando. And you can support everything that we do and become a Commando community member. You can watch us do the show. You get answers to your tech questions. We're going to start holding some online classes this year. And you also get the podcast commercial free. That's pretty sweet. Now you get a free 30-day trial right now over at commando.com. And a big hello and salute goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, reaching over 375,000 U.S. service members in 175 different countries and 200 ships at sea. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And let me tell you, there are two things I need from you. Number one, the best way for us to grow our show and podcast is for you to tell just one person about it. And number two, I love to get your feedback. Head over to commando.com and hit that link that says email Kim. And I'd like to thank NetSuite for helping to make this show possible. If you're a business owner, you don't need me to tell you that running a business is really, really challenging. Well, right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist absolutely free by going to the special address, NetSuite.com/Kim. That's NetSuite.com/Kim. All right, just for you, I check out at least 35 different websites every single day. And here are the top five things you need to know that's happening about tech right now. All right, the SEC had a big decision to make this past week to approve or not approve the Bitcoin exchange traded funds, or ETFs. Here's what this means. If it's approved, you can open up your Vanguard, your Fidelity, whatever you use, and buy some Bitcoin. So it's a really big deal. So the crypto world's been waiting on this decision for a lot of years. So when the SEC appeared to announce its approval of the funds on the X platform, crypto folks got super happy about this, and Bitcoin prices was surged way up. But there was one problem. It wasn't true. It was a fake out. Turns out, you're not going to believe this, the SEC didn't have two-factor authentication turned on their X account. So someone broke into the account. They made this tweet. Oh, my gosh. Even had a quote from Gary Gensler that the ETF was totally approved. Well, Gary Gensler then posted a few minutes later from his personal account that the tweet was fake. The value dropped right back down, lower than it was before. Oopsies. Can you believe the SEC did not have two-factor authentication turned on their account? They weren't paying $8 a month for it. Now, about a year ago, the SEC actually put a tweet out and said, the only place where you can trust information from us is on our X account. Turn on two-factor authentication, folks, okay? All right, number two, the pros are ditching their fitness trackers. What? Just a few years ago, all these wrist-worn fitness trackers were the biggest holiday gifts ever, because after all, it was a New Year's resolution. You can measure the number of steps you take every day. You track your heart rate. It's a big deal for runners and swimmers and bicyclists. But now, not too many people like these devices. Why? Because they work too well. From pros to average people like me getting exercise, these fitness devices have become addictive. So instead of enjoying the moment, a lot of us realize that we're getting addicted to the data. So that walk, that run, or that swim is no longer fun. It's a chore. You're reading the data, you're comparing your progress, and then you pick up the next day, you try to outdo the day before. So if you're no longer enjoying your daily exercise, take a break from the tracking. All right, coming in at number three is we're going to talk about Jeff Bezos and Google. What's going on? Now, for so many years, I predicted that someday, somehow, someone is going to create this search website that's going to just outdo Google. And some say it's already happened already with ChatGPT. But I have to tell you about this small AI search website, 40 employees operating out of like a small shared workspace in San Francisco, kind of like the early days of Google. It's called Perplexity AI. It started up 2 years ago, but the owners kept a low profile, only has 10 million users a month. But as of January 1st, it also has the backing of Jeff Bezos and a whole bunch of other folks. They invested $74 million. Now, I tested it with questions that ChatGPT got wrong, and Perplexity is spot on. Right? It's free. They do have a pay version like ChatGPT, but you don't have to get the pay version. Okay, if you want to check it out, it's called Perplexity AI. Number four, Zillow says that these are the hottest housing markets of 2024. Talking about the Midwest, the Great Lakes, the South are home to most of 2024's hottest markets. Buffalo, Cincinnati, Columbus, Indianapolis, Providence, Rhode Island, it just tops the list. It's saying that these are the cities that are the most affordable. The average home price in Buffalo, New York, I know it's really cold there, $250,000. That's 100 grand lower than the U.S. national average of $350,000. Oh, no wonder why people are leaving the big cities. And speaking of Buffalo, oh my gosh, what did the daddy buffalo say to the baby buffalo when he grew up and went to college? What did the daddy buffalo say to the baby buffalo when he grew up and went to college? Bison. I know, I crack myself up. Finally, this coming in at number five, robotic pets are here. Samsung has one called Bali that was announced at CES that will follow you around and project videos and stuff like that. I'm going to talk more about all of those CES hot products coming up later on the show. But I want to talk about Sony. Sony has had this robot for so many years, the Aibo. It's $2,900. Let's call it $3,000. $3,000 robotic dog. And you might be thinking, like, is it as good as a real dog to keep me company? Well, the Chichi Medical University in Japan, they did a whole bunch of studies. And this Samsung dog is designed to look like a small penguin, the one that they were testing with. Stands on 2 feet of body temperature, just like ours. When you stroke the stomach, it closes its eyes. It makes a breathing sound. Press its nose, and it shakes with laughter. The little guy tracks you with a camera, moves its hand to ask for a hug, makes eye contact. So how'd it go? After 2 months, the love hormone of the folks who were using were 2.2 higher than those who didn't own the robot. And those without the robot had twice the level of the stress hormone. So even a robotic dog is good for us. All right. Have you ever wondered how spammers get your number and your email address? It's usually through these data brokers that collect and sell your personal data to the highest bidder. That's why to really, truly cut back on spam, you need to get your information out of those databases. No kidding. It would take you hundreds of hours to do this on your own. That's where Incogni comes in. Incogni automates all the hard work. It checks for and removes your data from over 180 data brokers and people search sites. Now, when I signed up, my name and sensitive data, like my date of birth, addresses, and more, has been removed from over 94 databases. Love that. That's why I negotiated a special offer just for you guys and gals. Save yourself the hassle from removing yourself from all these different data sites, even if you could do it. Get peace of mind within 30 days or you get your money back. You need to go this special address, incogni.com. Use code KIM60 for an exclusive 60% discount. Let me spell this for you. INCOGNI, incogni.com, promo code KIM60. Incogni.com, promo code KIM60. You guys and gals are just going to love this. All right, coming up, we have some of your great phone calls, as well as some tips about public phone chargers. Are they really dangerous? What's going on with your voicemail? Some changes there as well. How you can see what Google knows about you and stop the tracking, and tips to keep your phone safe in the cold, because, baby, it is cold out there. And, of course, you have more of me you don't want to miss, and some mediocre jokes here on the Kim Komando Show. As we wrap up the year and usher in the next, it's a perfect time to reflect on what truly matters, the people we love most. This year, resolve to keep them safer than ever with SimpliSafe Home Security. I trust SimpliSafe in my own home, and I recommend it to everybody. SimpliSafe is comprehensive protection for the whole home with advanced sensors that not only detect break-ins, but fires, floods, and other threats to your home. With new 24/7 LiveGuard protection, monitoring agents can see, speak to, and confront intruders inside your home. Available only from SimpliSafe, allowing agents to stop crime in real time. And SimpliSafe's 24/7 monitoring costs less than $1 a day. That's half the price of traditional home security. So do what I do. Keep your home and family safer than ever in the brand new year. And here's the deal. Save 20% on your new system with a Fast Protect plan by visiting SimpliSafeKim.com. You can customize your system in just a few minutes at SimpliSafeKim.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. That's SimpliSafeKim.com.
Do you know what makes a website look great? Visuals. Not only do they boost traffic, but they also give your website the best look it deserves. At Dreamstime.com, you can get images of, well, anything. And I'm talking about top-notch professional stock photos and illustrations for all budgets, and even for free. Whether you need images for your website, marketing campaign, news story, or whatever, Dreamstime's got you covered. With flexible credit plans, subscriptions, and thousands of free images available, you can get it all without breaking the bank. And on top of all that, Dreamstime also has a no-limit rollover for credits you don't use, unlimited downloads or print copies for images you purchase, exclusive buyout rights, one-of-a-kind exclusive images you won't find anywhere else, and, yeah, it gets better, audio and video clips. Do yourself a favor and check out Dreamstime.com today. You and your website deserve it.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohengrin.
Multiple outlets report that Philadelphia Eagles receiver A.J. Brown will not play in Monday's wild card game against Tampa Bay due to his sprained knee, but could return for the divisional playoffs if the Eagles advance. NFL media reported this morning that it's believed that the Los Angeles Chargers will speak with Jim Harbaugh next week. NFL media also reporting today that Las Vegas Raiders all-pro pass rusher Max Crosby will explore a trade request if the Raiders do not hire Antonio Pierce as their full-time head coach. ESPN reports that Pierce has emerged as the Raiders' leading candidate. The playoffs kick off at 4:30 Eastern with 4-seed Houston hosting 5-seed Cleveland. Then at 8:10 Eastern from Arrowhead, 3-seed Kansas City hosts 6-seed Miami.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds at the Paso Robles Golf Club.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And before we get rocking and rolling, just a reminder, I'd like you to join over 500,000 folks who get my free newsletters. I was looking at the stats the other day, 29,543 thumbs up and 663 thumbs down. Okay, those are great odds. You're going to love it. Sign up right now over at GetKim.com. You can get text smart 5 minutes a day. That's all it takes. Sign up now. It's free at GetKim.com. Okay, imagine if this were to happen to you. It's just a regular morning. You're getting ready for work when suddenly something's not right. You start feeling incredibly weak. Your vision is suddenly fuzzy and you're super dizzy. It's scary, right? So what would you do? Okay, this is not exactly a what if. This is what happened to Natalie Nasaka from Delaware. And with just moments to spare, she turned to her Apple Watch. And joining us right now is Natalie herself. Wow, Natalie, what an amazing story. When did you first notice that something was wrong?
I woke up that morning and ate breakfast. And I was so exhausted that I canceled my morning plans and just rolled over and went to sleep for about another hour. And then around noon, I was like, no, I have to get up. I have stuff to do. There are deadlines to meet. And at the bottom of the stairs, I felt so weak and dizzy and had to pull myself up the stairs by the banister or else I would have fallen backwards.
Oh my gosh, that must have been really frightening, huh?
It was. I just assumed it was exhaustion. Because it's almost the new year and Christmas, and I was preparing for the new semester. So probably not getting a lot of sleep anyways. So at the top of the stairs, I just went straight into the bedroom and flopped down on the bed.
Oh, gosh.
And I actually felt myself sort of drifting away. And that's when this wave of terror came over me. I was terrified and used my Apple Watch to call emergency services.
Did you actually hit any buttons on the watch or did you just said, hey, call 911?
No, I don't have Siri set up or anything. So I used the, not the crown, but
the side button.
The side button. And I just held it down. And after 5 or 6 seconds, I was connected to 911 dispatch.
Wow. And what did you just tell them? That you were tired, you couldn't get up, and something's wrong, and to send the paramedics?
Yeah, I took a step in the dark, and I said, this is probably CO poisoning, and gave my address and lockbox code to get in the door. And he asked if I could get outside, and I said, no, I'm too weak. There's no energy.
So how did you know it was CO2 poisoning?
So CO2 is carbon dioxide. Carbon monoxide is the silent killer. I had a new heater put in November and had problems with it, with the pilot light going out. And the other clues were the fact that I had this dizziness, weakness, disorientation, couldn't smell anything. So there was nothing to smell. Couldn't taste anything in the air. So with those clues combined, that's how I knew it was CO poisoning.
Now, did you have any animals in the house?
Yeah, my cat, my 8-year-old tabby, she was actually laying in bed with me.
So, gosh, it's hard to imagine what would have happened if you did not have that watch on you.
Exactly, because the phone was downstairs. There was absolutely no energy or life left in me to go downstairs to call 911.
And so the firefighters show up, and what happened after that?
Yeah, the firefighters showed up. They used the lockbox code, so they didn't have to break anything down. And they were stomping upstairs. Well, the gear's like 200 pounds anyway. So they were coming upstairs and shouting fire department. And I couldn't see them because my eyes were closed, but they yanked me out of bed. Yeah, they carried me outside. And there was a whole crew of them. So the one with the monitor, he was shouting from the living room to the fire chief that there were 80 parts per million in the air.
Oh my gosh. Wow. And then obviously, did you have a long stay in the hospital?
About 24 hours in the emergency room. And about 15 of them were on high flow oxygen.
And then you came back to your house or apartment, and obviously the heater got fixed while you were gone, hopefully?
As far as I know, I came back around 3 o'clock in the morning. I was lucky to find an Uber. And when I went into the kitchen, I saw evidence that there had been PVC pipes cut from the shavings on the kitchen floor going into the utility closet. And it looked like one of the pipes was rerouted. And then I saw next to the fire, the smoke detector, that there was a CO detector on the wall.
Which is so important because, as you know, and as you said, it's a silent killer. Having that CO detector in your mm-hmm. home is paramount. And so it's probably safe to assume you're not going to take that watch off anytime soon, huh?
Just to recharge it.
Well, Natalie, thanks for being here and telling your story, because I bet we saved a whole bunch of lives, and just relaying your experience, because it is a deadly killer. And fortunately, you had the tech right there to get instant help.
Yes. And my cat is doing great. The firefighters weren't able to capture her, to get her outside, but they locked her in the bedroom with an open window. So she was meowing for me when I got home.
Well, that was a great sound, I'm sure.
Yes, very welcome sound.
Natalie, thanks for being here. I'll tell you, that smartwatch is amazing. All right, let's switch gears and let's talk about ice and snow and cold. I mean, you know, what is the magical number that spells trouble for smartphones? It's 32 degrees Fahrenheit. So you need to protect your device from cold weather damage, because your phone's lithium-ion battery can lose its juice really quickly in low temps. So a protective case is good, but an insulated case is even better. These cases are designed specifically to keep your phone snug and warm, since most phones work best around a cozy 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, you never want to leave your phone in a freezing car or dropped in the snow. And whatever you do, don't think you're going to warm it up by blow drying it, or worse, putting it in a microwave. That is a definite don't. Stay right where you are. We have more of the show coming up.
From coast to coast, over 400 stations strong, your source for everything digital. This is the Kim Komando Show.
Ghosting, defined as a friend not responding to a text, or worse, a lover. Or you just read someone's social media post, but you never hit follow. Don't be a ghoster. Wherever you hang out on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, go to my profile and follow me. My posts are the best. You're going to sound smarter. You're going to know the moment a data breach happens. So where you're laying in bed tonight scrolling through your social media, you'll find me everywhere at Kim Komando. Remember, it's not Kim Kardashian. It's me, the other, smaller Kim. That's Kim Komando.
Hey, Diane. Holiday shopping?
All done. Everyone's getting the new iPhone 15 from T-Mobile, and T-Mobile's covering the cost. Plus, I got 4 lines for $25 a line per month.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get 4 iPhone 15s on us with eligible trade-in when you switch to T-Mobile. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. See their online specials at aceautocare.com.
Fox News. I'm Deborah Valentine. The U.S. military continuing attacks against Houthi-controlled sites in Yemen. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
It was carried out by the USS Kearney using Tomahawk land attack missiles and is considered follow-on action to strikes carried out yesterday.
Friday's strikes hit over 60 targets in 28 locations. A large demonstration planned this afternoon in Washington, D.C. by protesters calling for an end to the Israel-Hamas war. Fox's Jill Nader reports from D.C.
Ahead of the march, a letter endorsed by dozens of Muslim, Arab, and Palestinian American groups was sent to President Biden calling for a ceasefire, the release of all hostages and political prisoners, and an end to what they call U.S. financial support for the Israeli government's war crimes.
Israel determined to crush Hamas in retaliation for the deadly October 7th attack. America is listening to Fox News.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park, Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This year is another challenge for tax, but I can help you with that. I'm Diane Enos from the Enos Silva Group. I'm a licensed and bonded tax preparer. I specialize in individual rentals tax reporting and small business Schedule C filers. I don't give advice, but I know tax and I know how to report it. This year got a little upside down with the Flood Disaster Tax Relief Program. Both branches of government allowed us to prolong our tax filings until October 16th, which is like an automatic extension. Your income tax returns and payments for 2022 are also technically extended to October 16th, but your regular quarterly tax estimate payments for 2023 are not extended. Those are still due per the quarterly deadlines, so you need to stay on track with those. I can follow your numbers and help you reach the best outcome within reasonable, regulated limits. That's the key. Here's my number, 805-459-6952. This is Diane Enos from the Enos Silva Group, and you can tax my expertise to get your taxes filed.
Great news, homeowners. AM Sun Solar now does roofing. Are you dealing with leaks, missing shingles, or it's just time for a fresh look? AM Sun Solar has you covered. Literally, their expert team is ready to tackle all of your roofing and solar projects. They use top quality materials and equipment to ensure your roof and solar stand the test of time. For over 20 years, AM Sun Solar and Roofing has been the Central Coast's local expert, providing custom energy and now roofing solutions. Book a free consultation today at amsunsolar.com.
Paso Robles Golf Club has the largest selection of merchandise of any golf course in the county. The shop is fully stocked with clubs, grips, deeds, and Paso Robles Golf Club apparel and gear, and club repairs are always available. Paso Robles Golf Club also features a fitting studio complete with Game Changer technology and the Foresight Simulator. 18 screens so I can follow all the best games and expansive golf course views. Deeds is open 7 days a week with lunch and dinner daily, and they have breakfast on the weekend. Play at Paso. Dine at Deeds. There's no place like it. Paso Robles Golf.
These days, every new potential hire can totally feel like a high-stakes wager, right? You know, finding the right people for your team is a difficult endeavor. But if you use LinkedIn, it's lovely, it's easy, and it's fun. Yes, it can be fun. Post your job for free right now at linkedin.com/Kim. Once again, that's linkedin.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. You're going to find the right people for your team faster and for free. Once again, that's linkedin.com/Kim. All right, coming up in just a few seconds, we're going to talk about public phone chargers. How dangerous are they? And then changing your voicemail greeting actually could save your life. We'll tell you more about that. And before we get to all that in your phone calls, you know, let's talk about Google. Google knows your age, how much money you make a year, your gender, where you live, if you own a pet, what your politics are, and the list goes on and on and on, right? It's been said that there are at least 28,000 different tracking points on each and every one of us. And that number is actually infinite because every time you go online, every time you do something, you add another tracking point. So here's how to see what Google knows about you and how to stop it if you're tired of the tracking. Now, first, when you Google something, Google uses that search to learn more about you. So whatever you type into Google is tracked and put into their databases. It does the same thing when you use YouTube, Gmail, anything else that Google owns. So remember, Google makes a lot of its money by selling ads. Now, you can see what Google knows about you at a special page. You can also remove things that you don't like on that list. And surprisingly, probably because they don't want the government involved, but Google makes it easy for you to see what they know about you and for you to also stop the tracking moving forward. So to take control back, here's where you go. AdSettings.google.com. Once again, that's AdSettings.google.com. AdSettings.google.com. All right, let's see. Robert in Richmond, Virginia, glad to have you with us.
Well, you know, being an old guy, and I remember being a happy man when I got a typewriter back in college that erased backwards 10 spaces my senior year in business. And I'm doing a business plan, and I keep reading all about this artificial intelligence stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a new business plan, but I haven't done one to incorporate AI into it. And I'm looking for, I guess I need an AI to find the right AI.
That's funny. That's funny, Robert. So what kind of business are you going to do?
Oh, it's not big. We're forecasting about, cost us about $700K to start it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome.
And it's going to be servicing individuals and homeowners and businesses.
Well, good for you. I mean, you know, isn't it just a wonderful country that we live in, right? That we're able to have a concept, bring it to fruition, and then make it a successful enterprise out of it that can, you know, fund your retirement and your vacations and all that other good stuff, as well as leave a legacy for your family. Now, one of the beautiful things about artificial intelligence is that it does really assist when it comes time to write things down and to do analysis. And business plans fall right into that in presentations. Now, one of the things that I will caution you about is that you can't always trust what AI does. And so you have to really get in there and make sure that the facts are correct if it starts spitting things out. So the whole idea is that you can go to these one of these AI business plan generators, and then it asks you a series of questions, or you fill out a series of prompts, and then from that it spits out a document that you can then go edit, revise, but it's not like you're sitting there from scratch, and it's like you have wrote business plan in all capital letters and bold and underlined on the first page of a Microsoft Word document. And then you sit there and you go, you know what? This looks good. I need a beer, right? Because you're just wondering where to start. So there are
I had to write them back in school. So
you have some experience on getting this done.
This is not my first rodeo writing one of these.
Well, so, awesome. You
know, it's the financials. There's good software out there. Financial software has been around for a long time. And, you know, I took my first programming was on punch cards. I mean, I'm dating myself again, but it's funny how it goes. And it's always garbage in and garbage out. I don't care if they call it AI, a human touched it somewhere.
No, oh, absolutely, 100%. So here are some sites for you to check out. Okay. One's called Upmetrics. It has a business plan editor. It also helps you do financial forecasting. Now, the thing that kind of is a standout for this is that it does some pretty good analytics. And so that's one for you to check out. Another one's called the Live Plan. Instead of business plan, it's called the Live Plan. And it's kind of more of a, you may not need this. It's a step-by-step to create business pitches and business plans, and then it also gives you insights along the way. And then there's also another one called VisMe, V-I-S-M-E. I always like to give people three options. VisMe is really if your business plan is going to have a lot of visual elements. Let's get the viz, that's what it is. And so it does content creation designs as well as, like I said, it will really do a beautiful type of presentation. So you want to look at UpMetrics, LivePlan, and then VisMe, V-I-S-M-E. And I'm sure you're going to find like this thing is just a total time saver. And do me a favor, after you select which one, just drop me a note because I'd like to hear how you did with it and which one that you thought was the best one for you. And again, thank you for your call today, Robert. Hey, if you need that list of AI business plan builders, we're going to put that in the newsletters, our free newsletters. So make sure that you sign up over at getkim.com. Once again, that address is getkim.com. All right, it's time now for our great security tip, and this week it's brought to us by Total AV. With the countless threats on the internet, from phishing sites to password-stealing malware, you just might think the more security you have, the better off you are. And while different programs can serve their purpose, you really should only be using one antivirus program. So instead of trying to stack all these programs, just pick one powerhouse for all your needs. I recommend Total AV's industry-leading security suite. It's super easy to use, and it just offers the best protection in the business. In fact, it's received the renowned VB100 Award for detecting more than 99% of malware samples for the last 3 years in a row. And this protection covers up to five of your or your loved one's devices all under a single plan. So whether you're on a Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android device, just install the easy-to-use app, and that's it. You're protected. Now, I have negotiated an exclusive introductory discount just for you right now. You can get the first year of Total AV for only $19, but you have to go to this address, protectwithkim.com. That's over 85% off the regular annual price. You're not going to find this price anywhere else. This is the best deal ever. Protectwithkim.com. Once again, that's protectwithkim.com. All right, let's talk about public phone chargers. Okay, these are these charging kiosks in airports, hotels, and malls. They can be big time savers, but are they really bad for you? I mean, what can happen? Okay, actual cases of juice jacking are rare in the United States, but it can happen through USB connections. You may get some malware. You can plug in and somebody can just download everything that's on your phone. So for 100% protection, just stay away from these USB ports, especially when you're traveling overseas. Don't use a cable at all. More and more public kiosks are using wireless charging, so that's a good thing to do. Now, if you are desperate, you can use a USB connection safely with the right cable. Pack a charge-only cable for your trip, not the one that does data transfers, just a charge-only cable. And don't choose the trust option because I don't want you to get into trouble. And you should always just be carrying, what, an external battery. That's the best way to travel. Whether you're here in the United States, so this way you just never run out of juice. If you're going to be on a plane, a solar charger is super duper because this way, if anytime it has a light, you're getting a little bit more juice there. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls as well as later on how changing your voicemail greeting could actually save your life here on the Kim Komando Show. To those who have never attended, the just-ended annual Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas looks as if it should have been the place to spot the next big tech product. Here's an inside look proving why that's just not the case anymore. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by NetSuite. Gain control over your finances. Get NetSuite's KPI checklist absolutely free at netsuite.com/Kim. While it's true that each year CES features one to two exciting products, virtually nothing featured there comes to anything at all. Here are a few examples from this past week. Let's start with WeHead, a crazy AI talking head that's supposed to be your best friend, but annoyingly calls everyone bro. And just when we're all done with face masks, here's one that allows you to make phone calls while you're wearing it. And then there's the $5,000 AI binoculars that identify birds for you. And finally, instant ice cream from a can. Oh, I just can't wait for that next hot summer day and cold can of ice cream. So long, CES. Get my free newsletter at getkim.com. Is your business falling behind? Are your employees buried in manual processes? Well, then you need to know three numbers. 37,000, 25-1. To start, 37,000 businesses have already upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. And this year, NetSuite is celebrating their 25th anniversary. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close books in days, and drive down costs. And finally, that number one, because your business is one of a kind. NetSuite offers customized solutions for all your KPIs in one efficient system. It's one source of truth to manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need, all in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist, designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free at netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m. KPRL!
Okay, big tech is powerful and profits by exploiting your personal data. So I want you to protect your online activity by using ExpressVPN. That's the VPN I use and I recommend. Head to expressvpn.com/Kim for 3 extra months free on a 1-year plan. That address, expressvpn.com/Kim. Hey, just a quick reminder, you can get the Kim Komando Show as a podcast on Spotify and on Apple. Or you can get it commercial free by becoming a Kim Komando community member. You can sign up right now and get a 30-day free trial over at komando.com. Mary Jo in Indianapolis, glad to have you with us.
Well, I have a question about our church setting up online payments for donations.
Okay.
We are at St. Nicholas Byzantine Catholic Church, and we're an old congregation. It's 101 years old.
Oh, how beautiful.
And people are... Yeah, and people are getting, you know, up in age. We still just make our donations with a church envelope. You bring it to the church, and somebody actually physically counts the money, et cetera, and then takes it to the bank to be deposited. But we do have our children, like my grandchildren. I have a daughter in Seattle. She would still like to donate to the church. But there's no easy way to do it rather than her just mailing a check. So we're trying to figure out how are we going to be able to, upgrade our ways to donate to the church.
So, you know, you could always put the easy way is you could just put a donation form right on the website of the church. You know, you can accept that through PayPal, and PayPal will take a credit card. So if somebody doesn't have a PayPal account, although I think everybody does, not everybody, a lot of people do have PayPal. That you could just take a PayPal donation like that. If you wanted to take it a step further, you could create a QR code. So when somebody, I actually saw this at a Catholic church recently, because I'm Catholic. And I saw they had a QR code by the candles. I thought that was funny. And so instead of just putting, you know, $2 or $5 to light a candle for somebody, is that they're all that was gone. It was just a QR code. And the QR code said, you know, you could give $5, $10, $25 or what for those candles.
Right. Because sometimes those candles, it all depends on how fast they burn, can be very expensive.
Yeah. And so, also it's easier because not too many of us carry around cash anymore, quite frankly.
I don't.
I don't. Yeah. You know, I have a good friend of mine in Santa Barbara, and we'll go out and she'll, and I'll say something, you know, I want to buy something, and I try to use my phone, and she'll be like, don't worry, I got you, Kim. Yeah, here's $5, you know, or $10, whatever it may be. Cause I'm like, I just don't carry cash. I'm like, I will Venmo you that back. Okay. I swear. So when you start looking at this as a project, it's where you have to look at it, no pun intended, as a holistic solution. Okay.
Okay.
How much do you want to do this, and how far do you want to take it? Okay. And so, you know, so it's not just donations from a QR code inside church. Maybe it's on the website. You know, maybe there are things in the gift shop, whatever it may be, that for now we're going to try to figure out how to take donations multiple places, or maybe we didn't even think about before. And that's where
I never thought about that. We do have a gift shop.
Yes. Yeah, so that's where, you know, you have to look at every different touch point at St. Nicholas on how, where are the different ways that we can give. I mean, you know, we don't want to put a QR code on St. Nicholas outside. Okay. Because that's tacky. Okay. We don't want to do that.
Okay.
But that would be funny. That would be funny. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But maybe there are other places where you have naming rights, right?
Okay.
And just, you know, and then, you know, the other thing about a QR code too is that you could have a QR code that would tell a story. So what I mean by that is that, you know, you could put a QR code on St. Nicholas. But when somebody holds that up, it goes to a video about St. Nicholas and the history of the church. You know, I know we're getting off. I know I'm getting off of
It's a long history. Yeah. I understand.
I'm getting off of just the donations. I'm just saying that you know, because I was making fun of putting a QR code on St. Nick. But, you know, but there are things that you could use that for that would the younger people would use and appreciate. The younger population.
Right, the younger parishioners, right.
So your basic start is to, you could use PayPal to accept these donations.
Okay.
Now, if you are looking at where you want to process these donations, you want to keep track of the donations, you want to, you know, thank people, and maybe if they're, we call them whales. If there's a whale in the mist, you're like, okay, well, we need to have a new chapel, and we're going to do donor matching. Then I want to be able to contact those people so I know who they are. And so that's where you look at, let me give you three options. One's called Donor Box, just like it sounds, Donor Box.
Right.
Another one's called Tithely, T-I-T-H-E.
Tithely, okay, sure.
And another one's called Givelify, give and then L-I-F-Y, Givelify. You know, there's a whole, I didn't know this until I became really involved in Phoenix. I go to a place called Mount Claret. If you're ever in Phoenix, Mount Claret is on the side of Camelback Mountain. And it's primarily a retirement retreat for priests and nuns and deacons.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's just it's just beautiful. Let me tell you, Mary Jo, it's just stunning. And I'm a big supporter of the church and the chapel there.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a quick story. Is that so Deacon Tom came to me and said, you know, we need to redo the chapel. Would you and your husband, you know, help us out? And I, you know, absolutely, you know, what do you guys need? And so this has been, you know, over several years we've been doing this. So about 3 years ago, we were there, and it was the deacon and two of the priests and the architect and the person who was in charge of all the donations. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, so would you guys like to contribute? And I said, absolutely. And Barry said, yes, of course. And they were showing us all the plans and things like that. And then I said to them, I said, you know, does this come with naming rights? And they said, yes, of course. What would you like? And I said, well, what I would like is the Kim Commando Confessional, all case. And,
okay.
Okay. And they just, you should have seen their faces, Mirja. They just went white. They just went white. And then I started laughing, and you could see, like, they were all of a sudden relieved, like, thank God she was kidding. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they were like, oh, no.
Yeah, they're like, okay, so what do we say to this? KKK, Kim Commando Confessional, I'm not sure this is going to work, you know.
Yeah,
so
anyway, right, yeah.
It was just a joke. It was just a joke. Just trying to lighten things up. So anyway, take a look at DonorBox, Tithely, and Giveify. And then if you need any help afterwards, wondering, you know, take it to the next step, whatever it may be, Mary Jo, just give me a call back. But also check out just doing a simple donation form using PayPal. And again, thanks for your call. All right, coming right back, we're going to talk about your voicemail greeting and how it could actually save your life. Yes, it can, here on the Kim Commando Show.
Ever wonder how spammers get your number and email address? It's usually through data brokers that collect and sell your personal data to the highest bidder. That's why to really cut back on spam, you need to get your information out of those databases. No kidding. It would take hundreds of hours to do it on your own. That's where Incogni comes in. Incogni automates all the hard work. It checks for and removes your data from over 180 data brokers and people search sites. Once your personal information is removed, spammers won't know how to reach you. There's no better time to try it. Save yourself from the hassle of manual data removal with Incogni. If you don't find peace from spam within 30 days, get your money back. Sign up today at incogni.com and use code KIM60 for an exclusive 60% discount. That's INCOGNI, incogni.com, promo code KIM60. Incogni.com, promo code KIM60.
Whether you're remodeling your home or building a new one, think of Frontier Floors and Window Coverings in Paso Robles. Since 1977, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings has been the North County's choice for the finest in selection, quality, and service. From an area rug to a complete newly designed residential or commercial project, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings is equipped to assist you from floor to ceiling. Browse their 3,000 square foot showroom. You'll find hardwood flooring, waterproof vinyl flooring, beautiful fabrics for window coverings, and of course, luxurious stain-resistant carpet. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings, providing the highest quality at competitive prices with unmatched customer service. Always free estimates. Call 805-238-7878, online at frontierfloors.net, or visit the showroom at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings. Kim Commando, brought to you by Knowledge Computers in Paso Robles. For all your computer needs, call Knowledge Computers at 805-226-5200.
All right, what would you do if you were lost? Your car runs out of gas. You're in a really dangerous situation and your phone's battery's almost dead. Okay. Depending on what's going on, you should immediately call a friend, 911. But I want you to remember something. If you're in danger or you need help and your phone's battery is low, you might want to think about changing your voicemail greeting to give specifics such as where you're located, how you're hurt, describe what's happening, the direction you're going. Give specifics about a person or the people who are near you, because here's why. Even if your smartphone's battery is dead, callers will still hear your voicemail. So on your iPhone, tap voicemail greeting and then custom. If you're on Android, you can find the option in your phone app. And now I want you to share this know-how with everybody inside your family. And be sure to do me a solid. Tell three friends about the Kim Commando Show, because knowledge is power. Just a reminder, you can find me always at commando.com.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton, where you'll find the coverage you need for home, life, health, and boat. Partly cloudy for your Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. Couple of clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Sunday, clouds and sunshine, mid-60s. Same Monday. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. He is your farmer's agent.
Are you looking for auto repair that shifts your expectations into high gear?
Hi, this is Jimmy Purdy, and welcome to Shifting Gears Garage. Our team of skilled technicians and office staff ensures you and your vehicle gets the royal treatment you deserve. But what really sets us apart? Here at Shifting Gears Garage, we're not only shifting gears, we are shifting expectations. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Check us out online at shiftinggears805.com and schedule your appointment today.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 10 o'clock.